Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
John, thank you very much for joining us on the show this week. Can you just give us a little background on MedFit itself? Because I know that it offers sort of a multi-dimensional approach to health. Mm-hmm. So can you expand on that for us and tell us what exactly is MedFit? What is it that you do there?
So just a brief background. In 2008, 2009 and 2010, one of my good friends, Barry Walsh, and myself were discussing the fact that there is no specific facility in Dublin, in Leinster or in Ireland where you can have people who don't particularly enjoy going to a commercial gym to go and begin the process of improving their lifestyle physically, in particular those for people who haven't been active for many, many years. So only about 20% of the Irish population like going to a commercial gym. And that's broadly okay in your 20s and your 30s. But as you get to your 40s, your 50s and 60s, you need to have much better conditioning and muscle mass to help you limit the impact of, for example, back pain, cardiovascular disease, and to also help muscle retention so that you're less likely to fall as you get older, etc. So Barry and myself started looking around Europe at specialised rehabilitation centres. And we decided we'd take the plunge and set up a facility in Blackrock called MedFit. Barry has a background in owning commercial gyms. He owns three commercial gyms in Dublin, very successful, very, very specific, very tailored for his client base. I have a physiotherapy clinic on Kerrisett Avenue in Blackrock. Yet we needed somewhere specifically different because you can't send people with a specific need always into a gym. They get lost. They may not like the environment. If they're overweight, if they are poor confidence, if they've been suffering from chronic back pain for many years.
It's a bit daunting.
And yeah. It's very easy for a clinician, a doctor, a physiotherapist, a surgeon, even your friends tell you should get active.
Yeah. But we all know that, don't we? We all know that. Hey, one of the keys to healthy living is to be active.
It is, yeah.
But it's easier said than done.
It is. And the interventions are very easy. Go and spend 6 months getting active. But the implementation of an intervention is much, much trickier. Then there's the cost of it. Then is it the environment that suits you? Is it safe? So, for example, in Germany, they have about 1,400 specific rehabilitation centres of the type that we have in MedFit. But they've turned from being, I have a problem, I haven't been active, I have back pain. They turn into, now I am active, now I can stay fit. Is this environment the right place for me? So MedFit operates both as I am recovering from my injury, illness or surgery into the second phase, which was I'm now maintaining my health. When you attend any of the clinicians in MedFit, be them an exercise physiologist, a dietitian, one of the doctors, one of the physiotherapists, we're trying to identify the solution that's most likely for you to achieve your health gains. And that's the same. We have several people come up from the country and all we can offer them is consultations because they can't travel up and down to Blackrock, to Dublin frequently to, for example,
use. So you put together something for them to take back. So just so I'm clear, what you're offering, it's not just for people. Well, obviously, it is still for people who perhaps are recovering from either an injury or who have back problems. And let's face it, for a lot of people, as we get older, back issues tend to really come to the fore. But also, just going back to what you were saying there, you know, if you're getting old, or if you're feeling in any way daunted by the idea of going to a gym or taking up any exercise program, where MedFit comes in is that you will actually approach people on a one-to-one basis and say, look, this is what we can do for you and this is what you can do for yourself in order to get as fit and healthy as you possibly can.
See, I think everything has to be personalised and customised.
Yeah.
So if you've been used to training in your 20s and your teens, you have multiple more choices in your 30s to say, I can go to commercial gym. But say you're a less active mother of three children in your late 30s, early 40s with neck pain or lower back pain who hasn't exercised for 10 years. If you start exercising correctly, you could very easily hurt a disc. You could hurt your facet joint, which is another small joint in the base of your spine. And you could lose your confidence exercising. So going back to back pain, about 10% of the population at any one time has some level of lower back pain. Some people then get very anxious about that. They stop exercising, they stop moving, they lose their confidence. But that's, we know, the wrong thing to do. We know we need to get active and we know you need to move when you have back pain. And broadly speaking, back pain can be categorised into the patients who have very severe risk, who may need to see a surgeon, and then people who actually have chronic, which is lasting greater than 3 to 4 months, or people who have an acute episode, which is less than 3 to 4 months. But most back pain will tend to go at 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 weeks once the person starts to get active. Now, this isn't always the case for people who have a sciatica, who have a nerve pain down their leg. And then there's a much more serious case of people who may have been losing power in their foot, etc. And they obviously need very good specialised physiotherapy or GP input and then referred on to a surgeon. But even if those people have had surgery, they need to recover to stop the next incident. And that's why we set up MedFit, because I had a significant number of patients who needed specialised attention. And yet sending them to one of Barry's gyms, etc., wasn't always working. We would lose the patient, not lose them financially or commercially. The patient wouldn't get the outcome. So our goal is to always, what's needed to help the patient improve their health.
And is it just on an exercise basis that you approach this, or is it more of an holistic thing?
It's more holistic. I mean, if you take back pain, one of the first things when you attend MedFit is you go through a process of analysis and subjective questionnaires, and everybody will have a physical health score and everybody will have a mental health score. But some of our patients that we see need to start with our sleep expert or psychologist. Some people need to go back and work with their GP. Some people need to just go away and spend 6 or 8 weeks themselves, start keeping a diary of how active they are and how back pain is impacting their quality of life. And then start getting moving themselves and empower them to start moving. So it's not just physical. You can be in really good physical shape and still have back pain.
Sure.
You can have lost your confidence, or you could have what we call neuropathic pain, where your neural system is just more hypersensitive, all of which have significant quality of life impact for people.
And I'm sure a lot of people who perhaps, and I know that it's not just back pain that you deal with at MedFit, but I know from people in my own family that after having back surgery, it is particularly daunting to go back to an exercise regime, because you don't want to exacerbate any problem that you think you might have. And you know, with all due respect to doctors, they'll just say, well, go out and get some exercise and keep moving, like keep moving. But there's a fear involved in that. So to have somebody who can say, well, absolutely, I understand that, but here's what you can do safely in order to get yourself back to fitness. I mean, that's very important.
Well, it is. And I think if you go back to, we'll just, on back pain, we start people above 30% of their capability. So if you're post one surgery, two surgeries or three surgeries, we still start you at a very easy level and build your confidence. We have very specific equipment to do that. And we have very specific equipment then to actually progress you. But even outside of MedFit, once the patient can see what the potential is there and that they may not be able to afford going to MedFit, we can actually give them advice on how to best optimise within their local environment, or go to their local physiotherapist, or work with their own local exercise physiologist, or empower them to go to a class, to a Pilates class, or empower them to go to, say, whatever they enjoy, going for a walk with a friend, etc. But activity is absolutely essential from both a physical and a psychological process.
Absolutely. And I think it's fair to say, too, that I know a lot of people during lockdown went mad on the whole exercise thing and did all the classes online. There's another segment of the population who went the opposite way, and perhaps now that we are coming out of lockdown and, you know, restrictions lifted and all the rest of it, but at the same time we are heading into a time of year, autumn and winter, where a lot of us will be, well, yeah, it'd be great to get out there, but actually I don't really have the motivation and I haven't been exercising for a long time, so I don't even know where to start. So again, this is a place where you would come in to say, you know what, don't let any of that hold you back, because there is a lot that you can do.
Well, I think, Carol, the first thing is to look at, say, over 40% of the adult population are insufficiently active. That's a WHO statistic. Now, 1 or 2% either side is irrelevant. About 20% like going to commercial gyms, and about another 40% like being active but not in a gym. And then you've 1 or 2 or 3% who are super active in terms of going to the gym, etc., etc. And that's brilliant. Those people will have a longer, less painful life going forward. So in particular, it's the people who are, say, cardiovascularly active, that are walking, etc. At a certain stage, they need to start doing some strength exercises. So when they come to MedFit, they may not have a whole lot of pain, but they may just notice as they go into their 40s and 50s that they need to retain their muscle. So one of the PhDs we've been involved in is muscle retention as you age. We did a super project with UCD on that. Another project we've involved in is that one of our PhDs has been on obesity management and trying to help people, empower them via the medical route, or the, say, the dietetics route or the exercise route, to try to improve their health, and weight often is a barrier to stop doing that. So you have all these challenges, particularly for the people whose belief structures, maybe exercise doesn't suit them or maybe they can't. And people have a very busy lifestyle, so we have to customise the program to the patient. So it's about getting to know the client, the patient, empowering them. If someone has chronic back pain for 10 years, you're not going to be able to fix that. We work with a lot of our neurosurgeons, orthopaedic surgeons and pain specialists, and the best we can do is really improve the function of the patient. Now, we measure it. We measure a lot of, again, subjective questionnaires, and we can improve patients' quality by about 55%, which is superb. But it takes a huge effort from the patient's point of view. So it goes back to designing the intervention is very easy. Implementing it, it requires resources, it requires man hours, time, headspace, all the normal type of things that you would, that become a challenge as we get a bit older.
But possible.
Possible,
you know?
Definitely possible. Yeah.
All you need really is the commitment and to make your health a priority and then go from there. So for anybody listening at the moment, John, who is either suffering with any sort of condition, back pain included, or is at the point where perhaps, you know, getting a bit older and thinking, I really would like to get fit and healthy. I don't know where to start. I never liked a gym, or, you know, I just feel a little bit too maybe embarrassed or daunted by the whole idea. This is where MedFit will come in, just to put it in a nutshell.
Yeah, MedFit can really help guide that process.
Yeah.
And the way we guide it is the first thing is to try to find your baseline. What are you doing at the moment? So we want all our patients to actually start even keeping a little record for a couple of weeks of how active they are. And then you want to have the expertise and an integrated team to help you achieve your health goals. Some people would have a genetic risk of, say, for example, they might have a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, etc. They need to start planning ahead to try and limit the fact that they may get ill at a later stage. Other people at a very early stage can start becoming pre-diabetic, so they need to work with our cardiovascular team in limiting the impact of diabetes on their life. I always say it starts with why are you here? So I'm always on a little alert for people who are being brought in by somebody else into our clinic. I want the patient to come in the door themselves.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I want to achieve. And then we'll try to actually direct the journey for the patient. Yeah. And there are loads of good people around the country as well. So what we, over the last number of years, we've been working with multiple other physiotherapists, exercise physiologists around the country, and working with them on how they deliver programs locally with people.
As the old adage says, your health is your wealth, and don't put it off. Don't be thinking, Asher, down the line, I'll take it, because we're all very good at that, aren't we? But you know what? Tomorrow comes very, very quickly.
I think if you look at the Japanese model, they have a very aging population.
Yes.
They have low healthcare costs. So back in the 70s, they started looking at ways of how you actually get people more active, being one part. Secondly, how you get your retired people still engaged in society, which is a superb thing. Culturally, they've worked really, really hard on that. I think it's something we need to start planning with in Ireland at the moment. Japan used to have 5 people working for every one person retired. Now it's towards 2.5 to 2.7. We'll be there in about 20 years. And secondly, we've a large percentage of an increase in obesity in this country.
Absolutely. And that's only getting worse,
too.
The statistics to that end are very, very, well, they're alarming, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
So make the commitment to yourself today. John, thank you so much for taking the time to come and join us. John Murphy from specialist healthcare provider MedFit. And if anybody wants to find any more information, it's all on your website, medfit.ie.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you very much.